Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormuz Fatakia. Well, as convincing as the fall on Monday was on the Nifty from the highs, equally unconvincing was the bounce from the lows, which happened on Tuesday. Now, despite a positive handover from Wall Street, a cool off in the US dollar, a pause in the crude oil prices rally, the Nifty made highs but could not sustain at those levels, even if they closed in the green. But the template very, very firmly remained a sell on rallies template for the market, because the Nifty made an intraday high of 23,800, closed 100 points adrift off that. The broader markets, though, had a very good session. The mid-cap index, although it ended off the highs of the day, but still closed with gains of 1%. The small-cap index gained almost 1.5%. So it was good going there. But despite what the screen suggests, there was no dearth of activity in specific stocks. You know, ITI, you know, that was making 10%, 15%, 18% moves in a single day. Was the price band was revised lower to 10%, and yesterday it was locked in a lower circuit of 10%. There was a lot of brokerage commentary. ONGC was among the top gainers yesterday after that upgrade that came from CLSA. On the flip side, Zomato was the top loser after that Jefferies downgrade. So there was enough and more stock specific activity. But today, all these positive cues that I mentioned to you earlier, that positive handover from Wall Street, a cool off in the dollar, all of that has reversed. The handover from Wall Street is a negative one because the benchmark indices sold off there because of volatility in the bond markets. The dollar, which had cooled off, is now heading back to that 109 mark. And the crude oil prices, which had taken a bit of a pause yesterday, are again heading higher towards that $77 a barrel mark. So we need to keep all of that in mind. 23,700, of course, will be the first level to defend for the bulls, because the GIFT Nifty for now is indicating a marginally negative start for our own markets. And if we do end up moving higher, 23,800 will be the first barrier to cross. You know, we spoke to a lot of analysts on the channel yesterday, and even Jay Bala of CashTheChaos.com, he continues to mention that the Nifty will break its earlier low of 23,260, and it's just a matter of time before that happens. He expects the index to meander sideways for a few days, or it may happen immediately as well. But if at all the index goes higher, he's advising to sell every possible rally, is what Jay Bala of CashTheChaos.com said. You know, plenty of stocks that you need to keep an eye out for today as well. Six names that I'm going to be taking: Gland Pharma, Castrol, NBCC, Phoenix Mills, Solar Industries, and Torrent Power. Why these six names? Because these six names will now be having futures and options contracts from the February series. These are the latest F&O changes that have been announced by the NSE last evening. So all these six names will be in focus. M&M has announced the prices for its top variant of the BE6 and the XEV9. Both the prices, the bookings will begin from February. The deliveries will commence from March. Tata Steel and Sobha will both react to their business updates. Sobha's sales value was down 29% in the quarter, but realizations were up 16.5%. Berger Paints, they issued a clarification to that CNBC TV18 news break that they are actively looking to acquire the promoter stake of AkzoNobel India. And they said that they keep evolving inorganic growth opportunities as normal course of business, but there is nothing material that warrants a disclosure as of now. RVNL assigned an MOU to explore business opportunities in the Gulf countries. Jindal Worldwide has approved the issue of 4 bonus shares for every 1 share held. A couple of other names, Reliance Industries is one of them, because the analysts continue to say that the valuations are at multi-year lows, the risk reward is attractive. Jefferies now has a target of 1690 on Reliance Industries, Bernstein has a target of 1520, and all of them expect 2025 to be a year of recovery for Reliance Industries after the underperformance in 2024. But for now, you need to keep an eye out on some two-wheeler names as well, because Jefferies has also cut its price target on Bajaj Auto. It has cut its price target on Hero MotoCorp. On the other side, it has raised its price target on Eicher and on Mahindra & Mahindra. But mind you, it continues to maintain a buy recommendation on all these 4 names. So these are the names that you need to keep an eye out for. That's it on this edition of the Markets Buzz podcast. We wish you a happy and safe trading day. And of course, for the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com.